Louisiana's governor wants more money for hurricane relief, and here's how she's campaigning for it. Kathleen Blanco sent a letter to federal officials containing a plea and a threat. She says that unless her state gets more taxes from oil and gas drilling, she may block future drilling off Louisiana's coast. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
For years now, Louisiana and other Gulf states have been asking for a larger share of the tax revenues from offshore drilling. Louisiana currently receives just a small portion, about $40 million last year, out of some $5 billion in total tax revenue. Governor Blanco's letter to the Department of the Interior comes as the next round of offshore oil leases is due to be signed next month. While the governor isn't objecting to this round of leases, she raises the possibility that she may in the future, pointing to, quote, the growing tension between uncompensated support for offshore drilling and the state's coastal management program. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, like Blanco, a Democrat, is trying to build congressional support for a proposal that would give Louisiana the same 50% share that western states get from oil revenue. At a time when there are bans on new offshore drilling everywhere else in the country, Landrieu says in Louisiana there's growing frustration.
We are the only coast that has allowed drilling off of our shore. Everybody else has shut it down. Yet when we ask for a fair share of these taxes that are generated, we keep getting told no, no, and no. Meanwhile, our wetlands are eroding, and why are we continuing to just let drilling occur and have all of the tax dollars go to Washington?
Last year, before Katrina, Congress responded to that argument, approving $1 billion to be split over 4 years among oil-producing Gulf states. Landrieu believes in the aftermath of Katrina, the time is right to finally give Gulf states what she considers their fair share of revenue from offshore drilling, money that she says would be earmarked for coastal areas.
All of the money that we receive through revenue sharing would go to restore the wetlands, which protect all of this infrastructure that services the nation and protects the port of New Orleans, but it would also go for levee protection.
The plan, though, faces an uphill battle. The White House and some influential members of Congress have opposed giving Louisiana and other Gulf states a greater share of the billions of dollars that each year go directly into federal coffers. The president's coordinator for Gulf Coast Recovery, Don Powell, says the federal government has already allocated some $100 billion for the Gulf states following Katrina, and that should be sufficient to protect coastal areas.
I think there are monies available to date to meet the needs of the Gulf Coast, either through monies that have been allocated or monies within this $100 billion to meet the needs of the people in the Gulf Coast.
In her campaign to get a larger share of offshore oil tax revenue, Governor Blanco also has the support of the state's oil and gas industry. Jeff Kopsky with the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association says while his group supports the proposal to increase the state's share of tax revenue, the industry is not comfortable with Blanco's threat to block future oil leases. Kopsky notes that Shell Oil recently reopened its New Orleans headquarters, where 1,000 people are employed. He says blocking future offshore oil leases would put those jobs and many others in jeopardy.
All those jobs in New Orleans are supporting the exploration production that's going on in offshore Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana's coast. So, I mean, the first people that get hurt in this are the oil and gas industry and the state of Louisiana's economy.
Blanco's position and her not-so-veiled threat comes at a time when Baton Rouge and Washington are at odds on a number of post-Katrina issues. But in this dispute, Louisiana has some leverage. It's the nation's largest producer of crude oil. And as Hurricane Katrina showed, anything that affects oil production there is quick to get the attention of the entire nation. Greg Allen, NPR News.